Keep your radio dial right here. You're locked into the hottest new station on the planet. Hot 702.5 in FM sound. Blazing today's hip-hop, R&B, and pop music. Keeping your radio on fire. Bringing you the hottest realest, riskiest talk shows. Ooh. Live 24-7. Live. On Hot 702.5FM.com.
Chill. What the hell does it do today, everybody? We back in this piece.
Back.
Everything all balled up. Who was in here before me?
Whoever it is, they probably was musty.
They smell like a weed up in this bed. But I thought I said we can't smoke.
Boss lady got that weed up in there.
I thought you said we can smoke.
She got that ganja.
Where's my weed next week? What's up, everybody?
Good morning. Good morning. Keep it going.
DJ Stevie J.
Who?
I like this one. I'm standing at a table full of bottles. I'm standing at a table full of robbers. Trust me, nigga, you don't want no problem. You don't make no choppers, block a blocker, yeah. If you ain't got no haters, you ain't
poppin',
nigga. If you ain't got no haters, you ain't poppin', nigga.
If you ain't got no haters, you ain't poppin',
nigga. If you ain't got no haters, you ain't poppin', nigga. I'm trying to put some money in my pocket. The dough look good when I drop it.
Yeah. Everybody in the chat, what it do?
When I get it popping, you can't stop it, yeah. When I'm in the pussy, I'm a boss.
Pop it.
When I get started,
you can't stop it.
You can't stop it, stop it.
Man, I swear to God, the pussy off.
That pussy off. Awesome.
I'm like a pit bull, I'm a dog. All the flexing boys need to stop.
Get marinated.
I'm never switching up, man, I promise.
Good morning, Canoe.
I'm standing at a table full of bottles. I'm standing at a table full of robbers. Trust me, nigga, you don't want no problem.
Who the fuck is Sugar Doshas? We got to move on. Everybody, welcome back. You are tuned in to the Undrafted All-Star Sports Show. I'm your host. I am Big Sugar, a.k.a. Sugar Doshas, the great, a.k.a. Mr. Tell Your Friends About Me. I'm sitting here chilling in the hooch with my co-host.
Yo, what up? C4 Nate from the 618. Let's be great and start this debate.
Let's get ready to start this debate indeed. Thank you very much, ladies in the chat. Happy Veterans Day. I am and meet Mr. C4 himself. Our veterans, appreciate you.
For sure.
I want free meals, head, all of that.
I want some wings.
Miyashi, thank you. Tele, thank you.
Cash App a fellow vet for some wings.
Cash App some boy. Zell, your boy. Step into this thing, man.
Yo.
You know everybody want to hear about the Cowboys. Cowboys lose to the Eagles.
Yeah.
Give me your take on that.
Overall, it was a good game. Very competitive. Dak went off.
Yeah,
that went off. We lost that game because of one thing, and it's a critical thing to have. It's called situational awareness.
Mike, motherfucker McCarthy, right?
The situational awareness. When Schoonermaker, when he caught that ball, but he was just a half an inch short of the goal line.
Yeah,
you got to know where you at. Dak running out, stepping out of bounds before he can get into across the pylon. You got to know where you at. Those are the biggest things. The last play, the final play, he threw the ball to CeeDee Lamb. He had foot and a half short of the goal line. Situational awareness. That's what I took away from it. It was bad situational awareness on the Cowboys several times. The penalties wasn't too bad. The defense, for the most part, did what they needed to do. They held on as best they could against a good scoring Eagles team. We came short.
I agree.
I think it'll be a better matchup around coming back around. Normally, we usually go 1-1 with the Eagles.
Yeah, so we usually do.
I think the next one in Jerry's world will be different, and we should be good.
Right.
But other than that, you know, that's all I really got from it. People showed up.
Yeah. You actually hit it on the head, all of those points. I'm going to bring up the Dak step out of bounds because we need that fucking 2-point. The step out of bounds thing, everybody like, oh, no, you got to know where you at.
Right.
You in the NFL now. You've been playing 8 years. You know where the fuck the sideline at, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You should at least know where that.
Yeah.
Same thing what you said about the Patrick CeeDee Lamb. I get it. You, I didn't need to get the ball down to him. I think he can get in if he get it.
Right.
Let me zip it to him. I think it's a, probably was a good thing that he cut in front of the goal line to catch it.
Mm-hmm.
But just go, but going across ain't got it. You know what I'm saying? They stacked on the goal line.
Right.
He caught it. Just gonna get in there. That's why you need a big receiver.
That's true.
That, going back that. To Tony Pollard. My bad. Going back to Tony Pollard. 12 carries, 51 yards. 3 catches for 12 yards. You need to use him more. He had the most carries, but
they played against a stout defense, a stout run defense.
Right.
So we, you know, that's expected.
Right.
But and
you need a bigger back, bro.
Yeah, absolutely.
I understand. Okay, we didn't trade for Henry, which I just knew
should
he
have.
I knew
oh
he
my
would
God.
Get this motherfucker, bro. Like, come on, Jerry, you ain't did shit else, but you gotta do that at least, dog. Like, fuck. But the motherfucker did. So I'm like, Fournette still out there.
You think Fournette can do it?
On the goal line? Yes.
Yeah.
Shit.
Good point, though.
I don't care about the middle of the field. I'm talking about Ray's on there.
Right.
At least be a threat.
But see, and that right there is why they shouldn't have got rid of Zeke. Zeke is your goal line guy. He may not be able to have the burst of energy when you come in on the 20-yard line, but if you put him on the goal line, he gets in.
Using that how they used last year with him and Pollard.
Yeah.
You know, the 1-2 punch. And you know, Zeke, he wasn't really doing Zeke shit, but he was doing enough to get Pollard, get his shit going.
Right.
And I think that's what they need, like a 1-2 punch like that.
You definitely need somebody big. What was that running back they had like 4 or 5 years ago in Carolina? Was it Mike Davis?
Yes, Stephen Davis. The big dude, right?
Yeah.
Stephen Davis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He used to go. When you had him on the goal line, that was just automatic. He punched that mug
dude,
in.
Carolina were running the ball at 3rd and 29.
Right.
And getting that bitch. When he was back there. 3rd and 29?
Tolbert. That's what it was.
Oh, Mike Tolbert.
Mike Tolbert. Okay. Yeah.
I thought about Stephen Davis. That motherfucker was bad, too.
We need a big back like Mike Tolbert to go in and be the goal line puncher. Or why don't you just take a chance and use your tight end?
I don't think they practice that shit. If you think what I'm saying. And he gonna fumble.
Look.
Shit.
Jake Ferguson?
I think, because he's not used to running the ball. You know what I'm saying? That, get the ball to a running back.
Well, I mean, you can give it to a running back.
Get it to a running back.
When you have games that close and that much is on the line, you got to have a prep plan for that.
True. I think it's the way the offense set up.
Right.
You being in the shotgun hand off like this is different from getting on the center, turning around, and you're running downhill to hit the hole.
That's true.
And they're not doing that.
Yeah.
And I thought why Tony Pollard ain't doing what he was doing last year.
Right, right, right.
So it's like one of those things, like, come on, Mike McCarthy, you. Come on, bro.
Excellent point, Kanoy. She said that goes to show that the lack of appreciation for running backs.
Oh, for sure.
That's a fact.
He only ran the ball 12 times. And Dallas almost won that bit. Dak threw the ball 44 times, 29-44, 374, 3 touchdowns, no picks.
Right.
Sack 5 times. That is the Eagles defense. CeeDee Lamb, 11 for 191. No touchdown. Ferguson had a touchdown, 91 yards, 7 catches.
Yeah.
Tolbert, 3 catches, 49 yards and a touchdown. Turpin had a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
We just seem to be running out of time every fucking time, bro.
Well, and that goes back to what we say about Dak Prescott. One of the other things, like I said, he's just not someone that typically
can come back
from behind and win.
Right.
He's not a comeback and win quarterback for us. If you give him the lead or you get him right there, he can manage the game. But once we went down at 2 scores, it seemed to be tough to get that ball up.
Oh, ain't set up that way.
Right.
Defense gets the ball back. They score sometimes. They get it close to the end zone. Field goal, touchdown. We up 40.
We just don't have it to rely on our defense all the time.
We have to. It's set up that way.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But they should have boasted with their running back. You got 3 million receivers.
Yeah.
And you're throwing the ball to one motherfucker.
CeeDee Lamb had an incredible game.
Philly. Hurt 17-23, 207, 2 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
One rushing, he fumbled twice.
AJ Brown got a touchdown. Devontae, the usual cat, supposed to get touchdowns. That timeout in the third quarter, which we should have used in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
On that last drive, because they took that sack at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Puts them back more, because take away their sack. That ball's in the end zone.
If he throws the ball away, though, that's the thing. Just throw the ball away if you don't have a play. It's too much on the line. That may be the difference maker.
It might be the difference maker.
At least you don't go back, y'all.
I mean, I hear you.
Yeah.
You say it now.
Yeah, it's hindsight. It's always 20-20.
Right. But, like, you know. But he don't take that sack.
Right.
That CD Lamb pass in the end zone.
That's a fact.
But, hey, shout out to the Smeagles.
They won that game.
8-1? 9-1? 8-1?
Yeah.
They're killing the game. They're going to be so sad when they lose all them games they won. Congratulations. 8-1.
Yeah.
Then I think they got a bye.
Yeah, they on a bye this
then
week.
They
next Chiefs. 5 games going to be tough, though.
They got the Chiefs on Monday, so they got like fucking 11 days.
They got 5 tough games.
We're going to see what's up. Shout out to the Eagles. Cowboy, get y'all shit together.
Right.
Matter of fact, I want to talk about this motherfucker before we move on from the Cowboys.
What up?
Tank. Where the fuck is he at, bro?
Missing an
action. I mean, I get it. This is Michael Parsons. I get that. But where the fuck is you at? You get $90 million, bro.
You got to do something with that, man.
Michael Parsons moving around so everybody can eat. I don't hear Tank name. I don't hear his name.
No. Not much. I think he had like a tackle and a half.
He had a solo and an assist.
Right.
That's it.
So.
No hurries, no pass deflection, no picks, no forced fumbles, no sacks.
Right.
Parsons had 5-4, sack and a half. Sam Williams had 2-2, sack. Clark, 8 tackles. Parsons did his job. He bagged it up.
Yeah. De'Ron Bland.
Bland that.
Did his job.
Pass deflection, tackle, forced fumble.
Hey,
that just ain't got enough, bro. Right.
But I think we did a good job neutralizing AJ Brown. We definitely neutralized. I don't think he had more than 55 yards.
He had 60 yards.
But compared to what he puts up on everybody else.
He was getting 125 a game.
Right.
He had 66, 7 for 66 and a touchdown.
That's good neutralizing.
But they won.
Yeah. I mean.
They're winning.
Yeah.
Even though people saying they playing slumpish not playing Eagle football or whatever.
And I get what you're saying in that aspect. I'm just taking away a positive from
it. Oh, I got you.
The fact that they are neutralizing the threat that he is. Because most teams don't have an answer for him.
Right.
He torches them. He had a hurt. That was a hard 60-something yards for him to get.
Right.
So, and then also a testament to the defense on our end playing better. You know, but the bend but don't break, that can only last for so long.
Dak. Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
Get y'all shit together. We gonna move it on. Shit. The game's kind of... They go to the Raiders. Fuck that. New coach.
A brother in the coach.
New GM. Brother at GM, too.
Brother GM. The lady...
Superintendent.
Superintendent. Sister.
Mark got a new haircut.
All three of the black people saying, Mark, cut that shit off your head.
I get to leave you alone now, bro. I used to fuck with that bowl fade all the time. Now it's gone.
They're going to the Super Bowl.
Raiders beat the Giants 30-6.
It was actually an impressive game.
It actually was. And the motherfucker was at Josh Jacobs, 26 carries, 98 yards, 2 touchdowns. That's Josh Jacobs' numbers right there.
Right.
Bring the fucking ball.
Yeah.
He got 2 rushing. Cover Myers got 1 on reverse. He threw the ball. Ooh, the O'Connell.
Yeah.
16-25, 209. No pick, no touch. Nigga, great. Zeros.
Right.
Everybody got 2 catches. Devontae, 4 for 34. Tucker, 2 for 52. And they won 30 to fucking zero. I mean, to six.
Yes,
what the fuck the Bulls game wrong?
The defense got quite a few interceptions.
41-yard field goal, 46-yard field goal, 24-yard field goal, Josh Jacobs, Jacoby Myers. Oh, field goals.
But they kept, that's what I'm saying, they stayed in scoring position because they was, look at the interception. It was a lot of interceptions. I think it was like three or four.
Two and a fumble.
Okay, and a fumble.
Yeah.
Yeah, them turnovers, they turned into points almost every time.
Hey. Shout out to the Raiders. I've been dragging y'all motherfuckers all season at last season too, but I think y'all got rid of y'all virus.
Even though it was the Giants. We still
it looked good. Them motherfuckers smoking cigars and they won a Super Bowl in that bitch, bro.
That was their Super Bowl.
Never seen that. They like, that's how happy they are about a motherfucker being out of their locker room, bro.
Right.
This is the shitty part about it, though.
What's that?
He had a 6-year deal. He got to pay the dude $10 million for four more fucking years.
Yeah.
That shit guaranteed. He got to pay that shit. Plus, you still owe John Gruden two more.
Right.
Years of pay. That's $82 million.
Yeah.
We got our caller.
That's your super thing.
Caller, you are hot.
Hello, caller.
Fuck ass iPhones. Yo. Caller.
Can you hear me?
I got you now.
There it is.
What's up, boy?
What's happening?
Chilling, man. We called right on time, boy. We talking about the Raiders. You do this every time.
I said he was going to probably be Super Day. What's up, brother?
Listen, I'm not back yet.
What?
They got to give him the job first. If he gets the job, I'm back. But as a football fan,
get his mom.
He was going off.
Give who the job, Pierce?
If AP gets the job, I'm coming back. I'm coming home.
Where you at until you come back home? Who's your mistress?
Yeah, limbo.
Yeah, look. If he don't officially get the job, then it's the same old bullshit. But I think he's gonna get the job.
I think so too.
At least I'm happy to see we got a real Raider as the coach. and what I mean, he grew up in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he knows back from the Madden days, he knows what it's supposed to be. We're going to come in your house, punch you in the face, in front of your family, take all your food, and walk back out the door with your wife.
And that's Raiders.
In the first five minutes of the game, that's what I saw.
Yeah.
And that's what, win or lose, we might lose the game, but you're going to lose your next one because half your team's in the hospital. That's what we do.
That sounds like some criminals.
That's that old school Raiders shit.
Yeah.
Should know.
That's that.
We had a team like that.
Squads, bro.
Tell me we didn't have it. When you ever seen an ambulance come twice in a flag football game?
Tell your friends about me.
And what was the colors?
It was supposed to be, it was Raiders colors. That shit was dope too, but we whooping everybody. We were beating the shit out of everybody, bro.
Yeah.
Like literally. Not by points, but physical too.
After the season was over, I went to the doctor to get it passed up, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Man, what did y'all do? The other whole team was in here." Like that's Raider football.
Yeah.
That's how it's supposed to be. Football is not nice.
Yeah.
You come out here trying to be cute and nice and you're gonna lose and lose and lose.
Check this out. Let's go to Josh McDaniel real quick. Let's go to Josh. I mean, I know everybody has it out for him quick and shit, right? You know that meeting they called, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And they was like, the captains called it and they called like, everybody got something to say about Coach Staff, say something. They went off on these dudes. Mostly it was just Josh. It wasn't nobody else.
Right. And he couldn't take it.
That he got Pierce actually to step up and say something about it from the coaching staff. And he brought up that when the Giants beat the undefeated Patriots. And he was like, Josh put him to the side, like, don't ever bring up my Patriots again. Like, that was a real thing. And it's like, dude, you had a whole another fucking franchise talking about Super Bowls, and you sending cats away that still have talent. You sent Derek Carr away, you sent Waller away because you had an attitude with both of them. Yeah, you destroyed it. You basically destroyed the franchise.
Exactly. And you can't. That's like you getting a new relationship, and you telling your new girl how much you love your ex.
Hear that? Hey, she just do this thing. I need to teach you to do.
Like, you supposed to be here. Like, don't come in my house talking about somebody else.
Right.
So, yeah, he needed to go. He was not a Raider. And you know, Pierce knows what's up.
Yeah.
So hopefully he gets his job.
I think he will.
He's in love, so we'll see what's up. But I think right now, the team got somebody to rally behind. And they seem to be back to what being cool, being happy, and all that shit is. Because, you know, since he's been there, all that shit been happening to the Raiders. Like, I don't know. I still know what the fuck going on completely about with Chandler Jones. But he got something to say.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
People like calling people crazy. People like saying, sit this motherfucker down and ask him exactly what the hell is he talking about.
Yeah.
Because he brought up Hernandez and all that shit back there in New England. I need to hear this shit.
Right.
For real.
I need to hear that part.
It's going to be some stuff unfolding still.
For sure.
In his story. No doubt.
I guarantee you John Gruden know all this shit.
Right.
This dude ain't going away solidly, bro.
Not at all.
Yeah, it's going to be a bunch of mess coming out. But I'm so glad that this is happening. Because this is what it's supposed to be. I haven't felt like this since I was a little kid.
You ain't even all the way back yet. You talking about you ain't felt like this.
Look, it
look good, though.
That's what they're supposed to look like.
They do.
Come out here and fight.
At least
they,
fight.
They haven't had that fight. Yeah, they haven't had that fight in a long time.
I can agree to that.
And I looked at the schedule. They should pull at least 4 wins out of this.
That's cool. And I want to go on top of that also. 4 more wins, 5 more wins out the season, right? Mm-hmm. Most likely not going to the playoffs, right?
Right.
So you're not getting – the Raiders are not getting a top pick. They're not – they're going to get a mid-round pick. They ain't got nobody to fucking trade besides future picks, right?
Right.
So what do you think that they probably should do as far as drafting or getting people back on the squad? I think some people might come now. Josh gone. People might come now.
Oh, people are going to come. Because this is a team where the players actually have input. Like, Josh Jacobs got to call a lot of his own plays in this last game.
Right.
That's why he got the ball 28 fucking times.
Players love a player-led system. Like, my oldest son, he's playing at UCM. Mm. They, at Central Missouri, they got a player-led system. They're 9-1 right now. And they won their conference championship.
Thank you, Toby. Yeah,
probably the favorites. Yeah, and they're the favorites for the national championship. So that's what happens when you get a player led system nowadays. They need that, and you know, free agents are going to love that. So that's going to help. They got money to get people, but also they got a decent amount of draft picks, and they know how to scout.
The Raiders,
right?
And then the people. Yeah, they know how to get talent. They know how to get talent. They didn't have people that knew how to coach the talent the right way. Look at everybody that leaves has success. They get good players. They just don't do nothing with them.
They don't use them right.
I agree with that.
I can say that. Okay.
So is and honestly, they have talent on the team now.
Should they stay with O'Connell?
I like him. I don't know if he's the dude.
You're not getting nobody out there. You're not getting fucking what's the name for USC. You're not getting him. You're not getting Penix.
No, you're not. You're not getting. You're
so
not
do you stick with O'Connell?
Quarterback in the NFL. You got to for now.
Like Shador.
He played very competent football. He played extremely competent football. The team was behind him. His receivers like him. So you keep him until he shows he can't perform.
That's it.
Because you don't need the best quarterback in the league to win the Super Bowl.
You do not. You need a good defense.
You don't. Right. The best quarterback don't win every year. So you need a really good defense and a really good running game. Because when you get in the playoffs, it's about the trenches. So my draft will be about the trenches. I need a tight end that he can lean on and get open all the time.
Yeah.
Well, Waller couldn't catch anyway. He caught 3 games last year. So you give you a tight end that can catch the damn ball when he gets
open. Waller's good.
Yeah.
Fucking Josh, bro.
Waller's good on paper.
Bruh.
He got the most receptions.
He got the most receptions by a Raider ever.
Yeah, he also got a ton of drops in important times.
Okay, cool. You got the most receptions in a season as a Raider.
On an organization that's been trash for 30 years. That's not hard.
I hear you. 106 is trash.
In the passing, I'm not going to say trash.
That's all I'm saying. Like, come on. Like, you can't name 4 tight ends better than him.
Look at this. He hasn't lived up to his measure.
I mean, he hasn't now. But all I'm saying, we gonna blame the Raiders shit on Josh. Y'all blame all that shit on him.
I'm not blaming everything on Waller though. That's small.
I don't think it was him.
He's gonna have a longer career, so he probably gonna improve his drops and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the injuries were an issue. But he's gone, so it don't matter. They need to get somebody like that in his place. And there's some tight ends in the draft, so you get you one of those. Okay. You get some trench dudes. You need offense and defensive line, and you need a dominant linebacker.
So you stick with O'Connor is what I'm saying.
For now, if you get the opportunity to bring somebody better in,
that's what I'm about to bring up.
Somebody to compete.
You say you got picks, right?
Right.
Arizona don't want Kyler Murray.
Nope.
So he's an option, but you might have to give up Devontae. Nope.
No.
Hmm.
Listen, bro.
I don't.
Bro, I hear you.
I don't want a 5'3" diva.
Listen, man.
No, I don't want a 5'3" diva. Nope.
Listen to there. Listen, bro.
He gets hurt too much, and he's a diva. You don't want him on the team.
All you fucking got. That's the only choice you really have right now. Or you go get Justin Fields, because the Bears don't want him either.
I'd take Justin Fields.
You take Justin Fields.
Take Justin Fields over
Greg Roman ass sitting at home right now. You see what he did to Lamar?
I would take Justin Fields over Kyler Murray.
I hear you.
Because Justin Fields is a team player. Kyler is a diva. And he gets hurt too much.
All these motherfuckers is divas. Patrick Mahomes every fucking season, diva.
Every season.
And he put ketchup on his steak.
What?
That should let you know right there.
I can't do Kyler.
I hear you, but I think that's probably our best option. But I hear you. I like Justin Fields, too.
Yeah.
But I'm saying you can get all them linemen, but what you going to do at quarterback?
Right.
If you stay with O'Connell, I'm cool with that.
If O'Connell is playing competent football like he played last week,
he's a giant,
that
bro.
Dude, develop him. I'm saying, as I said, if. We don't know because it's only been 1 week.
Right.
I'm saying if. And I'm talking. I'm not just talking the fact that you blew the Giants out because the Giants suck, but he actually was changing the play. He's doing audibles already on his own at the line, so he know like he understands what he's doing. Like, he was extremely competent. He's accurate, and he's got the support of the team. And that's what the quarterback needs. So if you got a line, and you got the support you need for the quarterback, there's a lot of quarterbacks that can be good, look like trash because they don't have the support.
Right.
He's got the support.
Right. That makes sense.
So if you can prop him up with the other stuff, you're good. He's not turning the ball over.
Okay.
Like that's I can roll with that.
I agree with that.
I beat you 24-17 every game. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, 2 quarterbacks that I'll make a choice off of. I get the Kyler Murray thing, but you got to get a real coach. I don't think Kingsbury was that dude, and I think that's why Kyler Murray came at him like that. He ain't come out of league around like that.
Right, because he got laid out.
But that's the thing. It's just the respect for the coach. You know what I'm saying? I know that's probably why. I forgot his name, the new coach down in Arizona. I forgot his name. Offensive coordinator for the Eagles. But anyway, he was like, he a new coach. I'm not about to put up with that shit because you just did a brand new coach like that. He's a brand new coach. So it was like, I can't do that. Let's try to get Caleb or at least Penix.
That's Dave. Call drop.
Hello? Ass beat. Call back, bro. Anyway, we in here.
On steak from his
he probably eat raisins and potato salad too. Hey, leave Patrick Mahomes alone. For Travis Kelce beat y'all up. Yo,
I'm back, fella. My car dropped. My car dropped. I'm back.
You ain't gonna be long winded today. Get your shit out.
Nah. Hey, don't forget Jimmy G is gone.
Yeah. He's gone for sure.
After this year.
Yeah.
Jimmy G's gone.
I think they might dump him early. I think they might dump him early because he has an injury clause in his contract. That's it, like $19 million. Dump this nigga.
Right.
Right. That's
right.
20 off the book.
Right.
So we're good. We get another quarterback. Maybe get another young quarterback to develop a sleeper. We don't know.
Justin
There's
Fields,
a lot of quarterbacks
bro.
In his draft. But yeah, I'd be good with Justin. I would.
RPO with fucking. Jacobs, nigga, throw the ball to the but, you get yeah. this and with this and with Justin Fields, you can keep all three of them niggas.
Right,
Crosby,
right,
Jacobs and Devontae. Yeah. I'm saying you get Kyler Murray, you gotta give up Devontae. You got to.
And I'm not doing that. Kyler Murray costs too damn much, and he can't play a full season. Nope.
Yeah, I don't think the Raiders got enough money with all that shit. Because when Roger Goodell came out 2 years ago, like y'all found new coaches, y'all that shit come around y'all money. Right. Not the NFL money. That was a good thing.
Paying the coaches doesn't affect the cap.
It does now.
No, bro.
Update your shit. Yes, it does.
No.
I'm not about to do the G on the radio, nigga. We'll look it up. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll talk about it offline.
Right.
We'll talk about it offline. All right, look, I'm about to roll.
I'll let you, bro.
All right, man. Much love. Super day.
All right.
Peace.
So. That's why I call him Super.
I will say one more thing about Pierce before we move on. He definitely strikes me as a player's coach. And I think that's what the Raiders need more than anything right now.
He is a player that's a Super Bowl champion.
And he can, you know, build those bonds with them and get them to roll and listen to what he's saying, man. Because he know what it takes to get there.
Right.
So I think they're going to give him a job, and I think that's a good look.
You got that Ray Lewis going on right now.
Right.
Raiders, I might start rooting y'all. Sorry. I keep it real, though. Y'all looking all right. That was the Giants, though. Like y'all do was. It was just the Giants. So we'll see what's up. Moving on. We're going to put some NBA right now. NBA.
I got a little NBA take I want to ask. But
go ahead.
I'm going to ask y'all this. Okay. And shout out to my boy Quan because we were talking about this a little bit.
Dude, Quan!
All right. So, which dream duo would you take? Would you take Giannis and AI, LeBron and Kobe, MJ and Kevin Durant, or Steph Curry and Shaquille O'Neal?
To do what? Start a team?
Like if these, like you had, like those two, those duo options were available for a team, which one would you take?
Available for a team.
As much as I like Kobe, I think I'm going to have to go with Steph and Shaq on that one.
I was going to say Steph and Shaq, actually. Dude. I don't like Kobe and LeBron together.
Right.
And I do, it's, I like the Giannis and is it AI?
Yeah.
I like
that's
that one.
Good
too.
Combo, too.
But I think he. Obviously too small right now.
I think Jordan might beat KD ass.
KD ain't gonna miss, though.
He ain't got no choice.
Quarter one through three, you gonna shoot the ball. I'm gonna take over the fourth. Ain't nobody gonna fuck with them niggas. I like that Steph and Shaq, though, because I think Steph. 3-point shooting and free throws.
Yeah.
Make up for Shaq dominance in the middle.
Yeah, and lack of free
throws. Lack of free throws, but he'll be dominant in the middle.
This AI and Giannis combination, that ain't no bad combination either when you think about
when
it.
When you go to the other side of the ball, though, it is. You know, that's just me. But he ain't there to fucking play defense. That's what fucking Shaq for. I mean, Giannis is for.
No, AI gets steals. Don't get me wrong.
He guards as big as fuck now, bro.
Well, I get that. But if you look at what he did, it wasn't like they was all necessarily small in his time either.
I mean, I get what you're saying. But
and he led the league a couple times and still.
You only a scorer, though. But I get what you're saying. Because yeah. Steph is, too, in a way.
Right. I think him and AI are more like two in the same coin. But I think Steph shoots back.
Him and Giannis together, it's like this. If you turned Giannis and fucking Steph, ain't nobody fucking with that.
Yeah.
Because that nigga can do everything. Both of them niggas can do everything.
That would be crazy. That would be crazy. Hey.
I like the Iverson thing, though, but you know, people think. Because you've seen Iverson go up and down. I think people kind of catch him at the end of his career.
But
his Philadelphia career, when he was at the top, he was right. Dominant. And that was people like, that's the AI people discuss when they're talking about Iverson, right?
Well, yeah. Cause
you talk about the three-peat Shaq.
Right.
When you talk about Shaq, not the Detroit or the Miami Shaq.
Right.
Right.
But then what I'm saying, I'm like, if you look at it, AI always had to pretty much do everything. He was on teams that he had to do everything. What you going to do when your team consists of Matt Geiger, Eric Snow, Theo Ratliff, Raja Bell? Come on, man.
Shoot the ball. All y'all get the rebound, get back to me.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? He had a back end of the career, Mutombo. I mean, he didn't have a lot. So, and to be able to take them up against the Lakers – And win the first game.
Yeah.
They got their head blew out for them next four.
Oh, yeah.
But
when Kobe turns it on. When Kobe turned that shit on.
Right. So, yeah. People seriously underestimate Allen Iverson.
Just because he's small, I'm doing the same thing. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, when he hot, he ain't going to be fucked with. That's
right.
Steph ain't either.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
You can kind of take Shaq out of the game when you run, but you talking about prime Shaq, you can get up and down the court. You know, when you get prime Kobe, prime LeBron, but it's like there's too much basketball right there.
Yeah.
And I would rather have Kobe with the ball in the motherfucking way. That's just me.
That is definitely a fact.
Over anybody that you just named, I'd rather Kobe have the ball at the end, even over Mike.
That's true. I agree with that 100%.
He said, "Aaron by himself, then choose whoever." That shit.
Pretty.
No knock on Iverson. I like a dual threat too.
That's true.
I was just talking about the height. You do build a team around somebody like that. You gotta have a guard. You gotta have a guard. Ooh. And you gotta have a big.
Ooh, we got an update. Colorado was up on Arizona 14-7.
Colorado. Speaking of Colorado, since we on that subject, everybody, what the hell had the bandwagon with? Y'all was damn near was winning.
Yeah, y'all kind of quiet.
Y'all do the same thing with y'all own little raggedy ass team. When they running, it's cool. When they fucking start losing, oh, y'all so trash. I'm gonna give it up like Super Day. Super Day, I'm mad at you right now. But he talking about coming back. You got to be there when they lose, too. When you hold up the trophy, you there?
Right.
You got to be there when you lose, too.
Damn, Tony, that's a good point. She said, back to the basketball duos, she's like, some of the combos are actually possible for a big three league.
I can agree.
Man. All right, now.
Some of the combos. Like, James Harden is going to be over there soon.
No, so she's still trying to get a Colorado jersey.
He's trying to get a Colorado jersey.
Are they that hard to get?
They might be sold out. The glasses sold out. The prime glasses is on back order, bro.
Damn.
Motherfuckers is on back order. The prime glasses.
Wow.
Speaking of James Harden, let's talk about James Harden real quick. Clippers are 0-3 since he's been there. They were 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're 3-4. They played the Nets with Ben Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
The Knicks The Knicks.
The Knicks.
The Knickerbockers.
Knickerbockers.
And who did they just lose to? They was up on Dallas, and Dallas blew their ass out.
Yeah.
Is it James?
Yes.
Why you say that?
Well, the fact of the matter is, you just got too many people that need their hand on the ball on that team. Between James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Paul George, Kawhi, y'all splitting all the shares on the ball. I mean, shit, that's everybody touching the ball. I'm surprised every time someone don't score, one of them don't have an assist.
She said overseas. She gonna be over there with Kimba.
You're going to be over there with Dwight.
You're going to be roommate with the White House.
Don't do it.
You're going to be over there with the White House.
Don't do it.
You got a roommate with that fool. I don't even want to talk about what he do right. Outside of basketball.
Right.
You don't want to be over there with the White House, though. But James Harden, you're going to be in the big three. You're going to be somewhere. Kimberly ain't never been to the... In their history, ever been to the Western Finals ever?
Right.
So I'm just trying to play it this way, right? Okay.
Yeah.
We got who we got. They don't give away Batum, Morris, 2 firsts, 2 seconds, and a pick swap in the first. Mm-hmm. All that shit with James Harden and Tucker.
Yeah.
Right. They ain't won a game yet. Ty Lue, like, it's going to take, like, 10 games to get this shit together. So, you're going to be, what, 3 and fucking 13, nigga?
Right.
Then y'all going to get it together?
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, you know how these the talking heads on the sports networks, Westbrook and Harden can't play together. Well, Westbrook was there already. And Westbrook almost beat Denver by his fucking self.
Right.
So, without Kawhi... And Paul George. So now they're there. They were 3-1 before Harden got there. Now they're 3-4. But Westbrook the fucking problem?
No.
No, Harden the goddamn problem. They weren't even happy to see this nigga when he walked in.
Right.
When Lillard went to motherfucking Milwaukee, the city was waiting on this nigga.
Right.
James Harden walking in the locker room. Oh shit, damn it. That nigga already here?
When you get
That's
here.
How they looking at this nigga.
When you get here, cuz.
Which were like, oh shit, what's up, bro?
Brody? From Oklahoma?
Tyronn Lue? You got stepped over by Iverson, bro.
Bro.
You about to get stepped over by Bomber.
Because
he going to fire your ass. You don't get this shit together, bro. Y'all, I'm going through the process of how you get a James Harden.
Hey, Tyronn Lue, you should do like I did at Jerry's Nugget and just quit on the spot.
We trade with James Harden. Hey, Kawhi, you want James? Hey, Paul, you want James? Hey, Russ, you want James?
Right.
Steve Ballmer, Jerry West, we trading all these niggas for your boy.
Right.
Fuck out of here.
It don't make no sense.
The fucking Clippers, bro.
Clippers finna go back to getting first round draft picks.
This nigga Dave, that nigga text me that. He fucking found it and sent it to me. My dog, $100 million on coaches already. $100 million. He tripping. Mark, you done lost your mind getting out of all that money.
Damn.
Moving on, we gonna get on to these. We gonna get on this week 10 previews real quick. You got something about fire bet, sir?
Yeah, man. I think I got. A
they want fire. The fire bets.
I think I got a little fire. Make a little money so we can retire.
We going through the ship.
We going through the ship. Damn, that game at 12:30, man. I forgot about that one.
What you got?
Well, if you can catch it, it's going off at 12:30. Take the over first half on that Miami Hurricane to Florida State. Yeah, it's going to be some busting going on over there. They definitely going to be shooting it out.
They going to be a good game. Hey, where you at? Supposed to say by the beach, y'all.
I got highlighted to play today. I got the LA Kings on the puck line. LA Kings on the puck line. It's the late game tonight, 7:30. You can catch that. College football, we got some action going on. A lot of good games today. I like the under first half on Oregon State and Stanford. The under first half on Oregon State and Stanford.
On Oregon State. Under first half?
Mm-hmm.
Under first half, read the whole thing.
We got the Oklahoma game at 4 o'clock versus West Virginia. That is going to be a shootout. There will be no guns on safety. They're going over 60.5. Oklahoma, West Virginia.
Over?
Over 60.5.
Over 60.
When in doubt, Texas is out. We got Texas over TCU, 12 points. Taking Texas. Texas.
I don't know about that. I like it though.
They gonna put up buckets on
TCU. Be
bullshitting,
bruh.
Too much.
It's like, what the fuck y'all doing?
You can't bullshit against a team like Texas.
It's gonna be 66-0
quickly.
That's what I'm talking about, girl.
They get their quarterback back.
Give me 200K, and we go onto the ship. You said Texas?
Yeah, Texas minus 12.
I'm around that.
We got North Carolina against Duke. College football, minus 12. Play it.
UNC?
Yes. That's all I got.
It's in the chat, everybody.
Look in the chat. We got him. What was I going to say? Also, let's go back to NBA for a second, man. Think about the Milwaukee Bucks, man? Like, they don't look, like, explosive with Dame. They look kind of lackluster.
I said I ain't think they're going to win. I think they're going to be up there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he might be in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my thought. But at the same time, I'm just here. We'll figure that shit out. They lost.
A few games.
Right, but they lost one game they shouldn't have lost. And they got blocked once
they
had Atlanta.
Lost any of them games, really?
I think Atlanta blew their ass out.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, what Trae Young? Motherfucker, true. You can hate on that nigga all you want.
No, you can't hate on him.
Trae Young get to the line, bro.
You got to give him his props. You got to give him his props. It's, like I say, maybe, like I say, it does take about a good at least like 25 games. To try to get a chemistry established.
So we need to get James Harden some time too?
Nah, that nigga just suck.
See? See?
That's the thing. Dame Lillard does not suck.
But he
You would take Dame Lillard over James Harden pretty much any day, right?
Right, but James Harden on a different team just like fucking Dame Lillard. Now he's balling when he does score.
Yeah.
He only got like 16 the other night when they lost.
Right.
And like
Giannis got ejected too.
Well, yeah.
That was a thing, too.
But then it's one of those, okay, we expect you to take over Dame Lillard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
But you're not. We ain't going through this D-Wade, LeBron. I ain't showing up for a quarter till you tell me it's my team or some shit.
Hey, I heard they recorded the diss track.
Bruh.
They in the studio rapping together. He put Giannis on a beat.
Right. Said Harden has a pattern. Of course he does.
Of losing.
He can't be himself no more. I want to kick it with a little baby and them. That's crazy, but hey.
Okay, you know. Oh, we got some games going on. Let's look at it. NFL. We got another morning game. We got a game in Germany again tomorrow morning.
Right.
Indianapolis Colts.
Coast Patriots, Ford. Oh, that's 1.5. Coast. I like the Patriots overseas.
Yeah.
Bill gonna
steal the Colts. I think it's Colts. I'm gonna take the Colts.
Bill gonna steal the ones he can steal.
Right.
He can steal that one.
It's possible.
Depending on what Taylor and them do. I'm taking the Patriots.
I'm gonna trust in Gardner Minshew and take him back to his Jacksonville days. Because he was overseas balling in Jacksonville. I'm going to take the Colts and see what they do.
Texans Bengals.
They've been playing lights out.
Saints Vikings.
I like the Saints.
I like the Saints. No Kirk Cousins.
Josh Dobbs, Josh Dobbs put together a good comeback win last week.
It's the Saints, bro.
But it's the Saints. I agree.
Defense ain't fucking around. Packers, Steelers.
Steelers.
Titans, Bucks. Baker? Bucks at home.
Interesting. I'm going to take the Titans.
Titans. 49ers, Jags in Jacksonville.
That's going to be a tough game.
Both of them just came off a bye. I like Jacksonville at home.
I think this is the game the 49ers.
Don't go 0-4, nigga.
I think this is the game the 49ers get back on track. I'm going to take the 49ers.
They're going to score 17 points again, and they're going to fucking lose. Browns and Ravens. Ravens.
Baltimore, yeah.
Falcons, Cardinals, Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray.
Heineke started for the Falcons.
Ooh, Heineke.
Heineke better. Shit.
You think Falcons.
You think Kyler going to be ready?
No. Who'll take the Falcons?
I'm going to take Kyler. I think Connor coming back too.
Oh, yeah.
So I think he's going to help him out. But okay.
Yeah. If Connor going to be back, I'll take Arizona.
I like Arizona.
Yeah.
Lions, Chargers.
Lions. And the over.
Seahawks, Washington, and Seattle. Geno. Take a freaky Geno.
Freaky Geno, yeah.
Jets, Raiders. What y'all going to do, Raiders?
Give me the Raiders.
It's the Jets, bro.
I'm going to take the Raiders. I want to take the Jets so bad. But I think the Raiders, I think this is the start of something for the Raiders.
This is the Jets defense, bro.
So I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna say Raiders.
Raiders, you know I can't stand you motherfuckers. But I'm gonna take y'all. You better, hey. I'm gonna weigh your ass out next weekend. I'm taking the Raiders. They plus one. Broncos, Bills on Monday. I'm taking fucking Russell Wilson.
Broncos country. Let's ride. Take the Broncos.
Giants, Cowboys, 17.5. Take all the points and
take
the over.
The over at 38.5 and call it a day.
That's a two team on Sunday. Cowboys and over.
You can't. I don't think they'll let you do it. Because the spread too high.
Depending on what casino you go to. Some of these motherfuckers trash.
Yeah.
The Jets looking like paper planes. Zach Wilson. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the Undrafted All-Star Sports Show. I'm your host, Alan Big Sugar, a.k.a. Sugar Dosha the Great. A.k.a. tell your friends about me with my co-host.
Yo, C4 Nate from the 618. Everybody have a good weekend. We'll see you back next week. Q Mecca, we miss you here, dog. We'll see you next week.
Shout out to Q Mecca.
My dude.
Go Cowboys. We on our way to DBs. Then I won't fuck with us in the next 30 minutes.
Come through. Hey, blow.
Yo tengo Louis Vuitton hasta la clock. Thank you, ladies.
Hey, thank you again, everybody. Appreciate the love.
Kanoe, Tanya, Talay, Yashi. Love all y'all. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all.
I don't know who this Sophia chick is talking shit, but thank you for tuning in, Sophia.
What she say?
She said cow shit. I don't know what you talking about.
I don't know what she talking about. She crazy.
Hey, Jareel. Shout out to all the veterans out there. Happy Veterans Day, everybody.
Happy Veterans Day to the brothers.
Happy Veterans Day weekend. We out. Chill.
Peace.
Westgate, take all bets. That's what she said. That's what I'm talking about.
There we go. That's what I'm talking
about. Have a great motherfucking weekend. We out of here.
Indeed.
Deuce.